This is an interview with Albert Antonucci for the Youngstown State University Westlake Terrace Oral History Project by Elisa Calabrese on 17 October 1985 at the Youngstown Metropolitan Housing Authority at approximately 2 p.m. Okay, Mr. Antonucci, just to get started, can you tell me a little bit about yourself, your background, your origins, your family, that type of stuff?
My name is Al Antonucci. I'm 62 years old. I'm married and I have a daughter. I work for Youngstown Metropolitan Housing Authority as a sub-rehab coordinator.
What years was this?
I've worked here, it's going on 9 years. Before that, I worked for General Electric Appliance Warehousing and Kraft Foods, and I also was a turn foreman for Republic Steel. But I am ready to retire.
Okay. You're a lifelong resident of Youngstown?
I was born in Warren, but we moved here when I was 1 year old. So I've been here for 61 years.
Can you tell me a little bit about Youngstown when you were growing up? What was it like, mainly during the Depression?
Well, all I know is when I was going to school, grade school and that, everything was so much closer, neighbor-wise and that. The neighbors were more closely knitted. You knew what your neighbor's problems were and you helped each other more. But today, you don't even know your next door neighbor practically. I was into sports a lot. I played football, baseball and that in high school. But we never had too much when I was young. I can remember quite a few days where, there wasn't too much on the table when I was in my 10, 11 years old. But come around 40, things start picking up in 1940 a little bit, and I went into service in 43. Was in England for 3 years, but while I was I was in sophomore year of high school, my brother-in-law was working on that Westlake project job, and I got a job down there as a water boy with another kid, and all we did was bring the water or move some small stuff around, because that's all we were hired as, is water boys. And we work with the bricklayers mostly and the carpenters. And I don't even remember too much how that place looked, really. That's so long ago.
Really?
All I know is we used to ride down. A couple of times I had to walk to work. I missed my connections. Mm-hmm. And I would walk down from the south side all the way down to
West. Long way.
Sure. And, but then I got transferred to another job with my brother-in-law. But I don't know. I just, when you're a kid like that, you don't look around too much and look what's around you.
That's true.
Looking back, I should have noticed it more. But then I remember the thing that impressed me most was crossing them railroad tracks at Westlake.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a lot of activity there then, But
what do you mean activity? What type of?
Well, you don't always see trains going by and all that. Now they've eliminated the tracks altogether. They put in a street. But I'll tell you, I just didn't. I didn't observe that much. All I know it was funny that I have to come back and work with them again and looking at them when they're built. They're still there 50 years later.
Right.
And they're well built.
Yes, they are. You said you worked there as a water boy, and you were telling me about the average day. All you do is just water?
Bring water, and then small incidentals, keep them picking up loose items like loose brick and...
Pardon me. I'm sorry, I don't mean to bother you.
Yeah.
Okay, when you were a water boy, did you go out for lunch, or did you pack your lunch?
Oh, I carried a little dookie. Carried sandwiches, yeah.
Okay. Did you have to go in the nearby neighborhood to buy any, say, soda pop or
never,
nothing like
no,
that?
Nothing like that, no.
You being at Westlake, what kind of neighborhood was around there when you were on the water boy? Did you notice anything, any type of atmosphere? What kind of stores were around the area? Or?
There was that, I do remember the, there was a little grocery store right across Evans Field there, in the back of the left field line there. Because I used to go in there a couple times, but there was a grocery store right there on Evans, by Evans Field. And I even, later on, when I came back from the service, I played ball there. But that was a nice field. It was really a beautiful ball field. I used to play a lot of, I used to go up and watch the AA ball being played up there. Good ball players.
Yeah. Is that like
yeah.
a minor league?
No, it was high class amateur ball. We had some good ball players come out, like Burkholz brothers and that. Very good ball players. And, I don't know, the neighborhoods were a lot better than what they are now. You know, you've seen the deterioration because it was a nice neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And a lot of nice homes around there.
What, how old were you when you were working at Westlake?
16.
16. What did you do for entertainment when you were 16 in Youngstown?
Well, I always was, during the summer, I always played sports, you know. Belonged to different leagues. We joined the different parks had different 15 and under and 17 and under softball leagues. We used to go and play different playgrounds. And then it was mostly corner games too. Though. You know, we just played. Mm-hmm. We had our own baseball team on our street alone. Mm-hmm. Like when we played ball for Cameron, we used to call ourselves the Cameron ACs. We used to play the street down across South Avenue, Emory something. We used to play them, or we played the Philadelphia characters up above the Indianola. We used to play them games. If we could find a ball, we'd play. We'd have one ball. And it would be about only two gloves in the whole team.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it was hard to
go
by.
You had a fun time.
And then we used to play at night under the lights. We used to play like football or something, or hockey.
Hockey.
Yeah, we used to put cans on our shoes when we were smaller. We used to, you know, the milk cans,
mm-hmm.
you'd squash them down. And you'd make a lot of noise running with them, going down and playing hockey with sticks, with little broomsticks. Oh, yeah. Or else you play, I think we used to play that, oh, I forget the game. We used to go up against a telephone pole, jumping on each other, you know, trying to figure how many fingers up and all that. It was.
Did you live in ethnic neighborhood or?
Oh yeah. I would say we were about the only Italian family on the street.
It was
mostly
one.
All Slavics, like Polish, Slovak, Ukrainians and that. We were Italian, there was one Jewish family and most of them was all Slavics. That was on Cameron Avenue. I did years ago when I used to live there, before we moved there, I used to live on Fulton Avenue. Now that was really amazing. It was mostly all Jewish families there. And we were Italian, there was a few Italians there, Slavs, but I'd say half the street was Jewish. It was really, and we all got along pretty good. We was all, no problems there.
Do you remember any theaters that were in Youngstown? Did you go to the theater at all, or shows?
Well, we used to go to the one on Marcus Street, I believe it was the name of that, Ohio Theater, I think it was. We used to pay a dime to see the serials. You know, they used to have, what would they call it, chapters. You'd go every week and it'd be a continuation.
Something like
a soap Manchu,
opera.
Yeah, Fu Manchu, and every week they'd show you the guy almost being killed, and the next week they'd show you how he got it saved or something. Yeah, it was really funny. That was, I think, it was a nickel or a dime. I forget, but it was cheap. And a milkshake was about 15 cents. Or, yeah, that was good days. We used to go over to Fairmont's, used to be on Market Street, Isley's.
It's ice cream.
Any ice cream places. We didn't. You know, now they got bars now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you were at Westlake as a water boy, do you remember any of the contractors, the engineers, or the architects, any type of, any politicians that came by while you were there, anything like that?
The only one I came in contact was my brother. He was one of the original builders.
And his name is?
His name was William A. Pisa & Son. He worked with the Phoenix Pisa & Son. He was the president of the company. Him, Heller Murray was the other contractor, and I think Joseph Bookite. And that's how I got the job there, as a water boy. But then I went, he transferred me out to some, I think we went out to Liberty to build a house for a priest or something. And I worked there all summer. Then I went and had to go to school. And that was the end of my water boy days.
What, how did you get the job here at the housing authority?
I was laid off for a while from being, I had an operation. I just got back from Pittsburgh Presbyterian Hospital, and I was off for about 3 months. And I seen an ad in the paper for inspector. So I answered, and I got hired by Mr. Amedia. They hired me as a Section 8 inspector. It was from there I developed into sub-rehab coordinator.
What year was that?
Here in 1977. I was up until a year and a half ago. I was a Section 8 inspector, then I went into sub-rehab where we're rehabbing all 102 units scattered sites throughout Youngstown. Probably see some of them on Elm Street. You ever go up Elm Street?
Yes.
Did a few of them. We were about three or four different buildings on Elm Street. And they're, you know, they're, I think it's bringing up the property, really.
Oh, yes.
I mean, a lot of the people are complaining a little bit, but once you get over old property, you find some objections. I don't know why. But they thought we was going too much on the north side, I guess. But we have only 40-some units there, and we have about 40 on the south side. So about 20 on the west side, about 16 on the west side, and about, well, I'd say 12 on the east side, so.
You said you worked 3 weeks there at Westlake?
Yeah, only 3 weeks.
Only 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So you said Pisa, Bookite, and?
Heller Murray.
Heller Murray. Do you remember any type, in the 3 weeks that you were there, remember any outstanding event that took place or anything that would stick in your memory? Any type of, anything from day to day that you were there that impressed you as a young man of 16 years old?
Well, I'll tell you, I was always, you know, moving around with the guys. You know, work with bricklayers and carpenters, they always want something. But you could just, I was just amazed the way they can go ahead, how a building can progress going up, you know. You just see the footers, and then they start working on the footers. The next day you go up there and they start putting brick and block up, and you see the plaster work going up, and you just see. But I didn't ever got to see the complete job until it was done, you know, because I wasn't there. But I could just see him getting started, laying the footers down, and then some brick and block. But I never got to see a, you know, the building actually.
Did each contractor have their own specific job to do, or did they work together?
No,
as
they went as a corporation. They combined their units because that was such a big job at that time. You know, that was the first job I think in a country such as that. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they were big enough individually to bid on the job, so they just went together as a, I think they called them, they had a special name, they called themselves, they had a special name.
Do you remember that?
No. And I think it's probably in the records. But they got lucky enough to be a little bid, and they built. They did a nice job on it.
How many hours a day did you work? A lot of
8 hours a day.
Eight?
I think I remember eight to 7:30 or 8:30 to 4:30 or something like that. I know, it's been 8 hours.
Did you work 5 days, 6 days a week?
5 days a week, just first 3 weeks, that's all.
Do you remember, by chance, how much you got paid as a water boy?
$15 a week, I think I got. Wasn't bad.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I think it was 15, pretty close to it.
Did you witness or you yourself have any accidents while you?
No, I never seen anything like that, no.
Was there blacks and whites that worked together?
I didn't notice that. You know, when I was young, I didn't even look at that.
No,
you know, when you were young, I never paid attention to that.
because there was some segregation when they were put up.
Oh, yeah, you know, I would imagine they put them on one side of the
room. Right,
yeah.
Right. So but I just wondered if they worked together or was there different
jobs? You know,
jobs?
Come to think of it, I don't recall that. I don't. Just, they were people. That's all I know.
Right.
I
that's the way it should be. Now, you were paid by the corporation or were you paid by the PISA?
I was paid by the company. You know, it was a company.
Okay. You don't do you remember any dignitaries or architects or any type of politicians that came?
No, I don't remember them at all. Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you have anything you want to add about Westlake itself? Anything from the past on up to the present? Anything, any thoughts you have about
the only thing I'm really impressed with is on Westlake is I'm amazed at how well the units have kept up, you know, to as far as a building built with that efficiency. I mean, it's they're nice, strong, sturdy. But they're a little outdated, probably in the bathroom style and kitchen. But we're all remodeling all of them, you know, as soon as we get some money on them. But we have new windows on a lot of them, and we've rebuilt some kitchens, and they're really a well-built unit. And you know, it's I don't know what we all can't live on a in Boardman and Austintown, you know.
Right.
And the only thing we have to do is stress the fact that keeping them upright mm-hmm. on housekeeping, really. You know, have some pride in keeping your units going.
Is there any type of restrictions or any type of inspections that take place?
Oh, they have monthly inspections, you know.
To this day?
To this day they have at least they know which ones to visit more than others.
I see.
And they have a yearly inspection. They have a yearly reevaluation, you know, income and every other thing. And then if we have a housing inspector, a girl that goes by and looks, you know, inspects each home, see how the tenant is keeping it up. But it's a big problem. You've got about, what, it must be a couple thousand people in scattered all over here, down in Camel.
Okay, now I want to ask you about you said you were in the service. What year did you go into
service? I went into service of January of 83. Not 83. January, my God, I forget. 43. Well, I'll get it.
43.
January of 43. Went to base in Toledo. From there I went to St. Louis. And from there I went to California. Went to Santa Maria, California. Then I went to a armament school in Michigan. Lansing, Michigan. There I went, shipped back to California. Went to Oregon. Montana was shipped to New York City and we went overseas to England.
How long were you in England?
About 2.5 years. And I got out in the end of 45. I wasn't even in the service 3 years. We used to get points like for every battle they had, over Battle of the Bulge, and because I was in the 8th Air Force. We supplied all the armament and took care of repairing of all machine guns and that. And we had an armament base. We were in charge of the bomb dump. We made sure what kind of we serviced them with all the bombs that they would have to load on different squadrons would get, you know. And we would be in charge of the code for the day for flares. Because it was all B-17 bombers on our base. And when we first started, we'd miss a few planes, you know, coming back on a mission. And after a while, I'd say about a year and a half into it, it was just like clockwork. They'd all come back. It's really, they did a lot of bombing during the day. We bombed by day and the English bombed by night. And we just kept pounding. But just seen a few accidents where planes would come back without getting to be able to get the landing gear down.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to smack down on your stomach, laying all the way down that concrete. You see the, he did some nice jobs. See, one guy landed a plane with one wheel. And he went, boy, he went quite a bit of distance. And he just tipped it down and just damaged that wing that hit the ground.
Nothing else.
No, that plane was flying. I think they had that plane flying back in 6 weeks. He had to fly again.
Okay, before you went into the service, you worked at Westlake in 1940, you said?
1939.
So, from 39 to 43, you went into the service. What was your life like? What did you do? Where were you employed? What type of entertainment?
Well, I graduated high school January of 42.
Okay.
I went to GF when I, as soon as I got out of high school. I worked there for 6 months before I went into service. I went into service. I was always into sports a lot. We just played a lot. And then I worked in the summertime when I was going to school. I worked in the summer with my contracting jobs.
With your
my brother.
Yeah. Okay, you must have been about what you said. You must have been about 11, 12, 13 when the Depression was on. You personally, how did the Depression affect your family, that type? You personally, what
Well, see, I had, I was a baby of the family. I had four sisters, and they all worked. I think a lot of them, I think two of them worked for the Mazda, GE. And we got by, and we rented a house for quite a few years, and then we bought a home on Cameron. But we rented the house about two different places, and then we finally was able. But now my dad worked at Republic, and he got this asthma stroke, like, you know, he couldn't breathe too good, so he couldn't work too much when he got a lot older there. But we had a pretty nice family. I had a brother also, but he left home when he was young. He went to California years ago. When he was only about 21, he left California. He's still there. In fact, all my family's gone. Sister that passed away, she was in California, and I have two other sisters out there. But we were poor. I mean, today's standards, we were poor. But we had anything we wanted as far as, we never missed a meal.
Mm-hmm.
Never ate, didn't have meat every day. Had a lot of pasta fagioli.
Oh, pasta fagioli. You were poor during the Depression, so to speak. People around you, where you lived, were they also saying?
Well, you know, when you judge poor, like, you know,
it
took us a long time
to
have a radio. You know, or we had one of them Philco. When we had a Philco radio, we thought we were king of the street. You know, but it took us a long time to get a TV. I know that it was after I came back from the service. And I got a TV, you know, they just come out anyway.
Would you like to add anything about Youngstown during the time period in the 30s and the 40s? Anything at all? Anything you want
well,
to tell us about?
The only thing is... They're not big. I worked around his shop down there. He had a cut stone company down there on Andrews Avenue. We built a house for a priest out towards Liberty, somewhere near a lake one time. Father Franco from Our Lady of Mount Carmel. They built him a summer home out there. It's a nice place. But, really, I'll tell you, going back to thinking like that, I can't recall too much anything big, magnificent. The only thing I know is that Youngstown at that time was really, when I was growing up, especially in my late, high school days, people were starting to work, you know. And it looked busy. They had seen a lot of smoke in the sky, dirty smoke, but people were working. And right now we're in a, you know, we're in a state of not moving too fast, and everybody's, there's a lot of people hurting this town. I guess unemployment's what, 15% or something like that? And it's, you know, for the people that are working, they don't seem to care too much, but there's a lot of people that need help. So, I don't know.
Anything else?
That's about it, kid, I'll tell you.
Okay. Well, we thank you very much.
You want me to fill this out, huh?